soaring rockets blast off to distant planets and far-flung stars, we take you to the age of the conquest of space with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Gang of convicts, the most dangerous criminals in the universe, have escaped from Lonely Prison Rock in the asteroid belt. And now, throughout the universe, all ships, patrols, and stations of the Solar Guard are on the alert for news about these desperate men.
Attention, attention all units. Gang thought to be the escaped convicts has just raided Ganymede Colony. These men must be apprehended. End transmission. Convict attack has died. There is no present information on the criminal's whereabouts. All sectors maintain constant watch. End transmission.
Among those listening to these grim messages are Space Cadets Tom Corbett and Roger Manning, blasting through space in a small rocket scout. They listen unhappily because, though they quelled the convict mutiny on Prison Rock, they were unable to prevent its ringleaders from escaping.
Tom, this burns my jets. First those convicts steal our ship, the Polaris, and now we get sent back to Earth.
The whole Solar Guard's on the job, Roger. And after all, we're still only cadets.
Oh, we stopped the break on Prison Rock, stopped it cold.
Yeah, but not Hogan Bull Carson.
Blasted, Junior, that wasn't our fault. Orders or no orders, I've got a good mind to go after them.
First, we don't know where they are. Second, we've got booted out of the Academy.
I don't care.
Dab your jets and keep your eye on the radar screen, space boy. Who knows? We may run into those babies.
Listen, Paul.
Wait, Hogan. Something's coming in on the audio.
Attention, all Solar Guard patrols in third and fourth quadrants. The cruiser, believed to be the stolen Polaris, has been reported at 0400 at the following approximate position. Coordinate 684430. I repeat, coordinate 684430. End transmission.
It worked, Hogue. The Solar Guard's off our track.
Yeah, for the moment. But, Bull, just about every guard and rocket scout in the universe is hunting for
us. Let them hunt. This ship is fast, and we got plenty of fuel from those colonies we knocked over.
Perhaps we should lie low for a while at the hideout.
Squat on that dismal hunk of space junk, not me. I had 12 years on Prison Rock.
But, Bull, just a couple of months...
No, I said. The space freighter Alpha will be along soon, loaded with gold and vanadium and a cinch to hijack.
It's too risky. It'll take hours to transfer the stuff. If anything goes wrong, if they get a message...
Leave it to me. With the guns in this cruiser, I'll blast a hole into the Alpha's head before the crew knows we're around.
It's a terrible risk, and it means the murder...
Cut your jets. A blip's coming in on the screen. Cully, give me a blast in the port steering rockets.
All right, Paul.
Bull, listen
to
me.
Oh, I said cut your jets. I'm running this show.
You're not. I planned to break everything. I was to be in charge.
You was to be, but you ain't. We need a man to run this show.
You're not the only one on this rocket. The other men have a right to
say... Go ahead, ask them. One word from me and they'll dump you out into space.
You wouldn't...
See me?
Let me go. Let me go.
Now, keep out of my way. Yeah, that's the Alpha, all right. Millions in gold and vanadium. Give me a blast in the starboard rockets, Cully, and stand by. We're going in for the kill.
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment. So stand by.
Spacemen, now there are two reasons why you should get the build-up wheat cereal Kellogg's Pep. First, you'll enjoy the wonderful, swell-tasting malt flavor of Kellogg's Pep. And second, you can use the box top to help get a pair of official space goggles. Now, these space goggles are the very same as the goggles issued to the space cadets at Space Academy. They're made of a special plastic for clear visibility under all space conditions. Now, don't confuse these goggles with ordinary goggles, you know, the kind with a lens over each eye. Space goggles are made of one sweeping, curved piece of colored plastic, like a giant bubble that fits right over both eyes. You know, it even fits over eyeglasses, too. This advanced design is now being used by automobile racers, motorcycle riders, and other racing men. Well, now you join these men with your own space goggles. So follow these official instructions. To get your space goggles, send 25 cents, one Kellogg's Pep Box Top, and your name and address. Repeat, 25 cents, one Kellogg's Pep Box Top, your name and address. Send to Kellogg's, Box 346, Battle Creek, Michigan. Kellogg's, Box 346, Battle Creek, Michigan. Don't wait, spacemen. Send for your space goggles today.
Several hours have passed since Bull Carson, the escaped convict, launched his ferocious attack on the space freighter Alpha. Now, not far from that spot, Tom and Roger in their small rocket scout receive an urgent command, crackling through space from headquarters of the Solar Guard Command.
Attention all rocket crews in vicinity of A Quadrant Sector 9. The space freighter Alpha, en route to Earth from Jupiter, has been unreported since 0900 hours. If you sight her, report immediately. This is urgent. End transmission.
Hey, Tom. A Quadrant, Sector 9. That's us.
Well, not quite.
What do you mean? It's hardly 15,000 miles
away. We weren't asked to search. Just watch.
Oh, now listen, Junior.
Well, okay, Roger. It may be a breach of discipline. But let's see what we can see. I don't know, Roger. We've been searching for an hour. Better get back on course for the academy.
Blast, I suppose. Hey, Tom, wait. I've got a blip on the radar screen.
Where?
It's gone now. That's strange. It just seemed to drift in and out.
Sure you're not looking for an excuse to stay here?
No. There it is again.
Yeah. It's hardly moving, just floating, sort of. Roger, if that's the lost freighter, she must be in trouble.
Won't take long to find out. She's not very far from us. Hold everything, Tom, while I plot a course.
How about it, Roger? We ought to be pretty close to the space freighter now, if it is the freighter.
Should be at her position in a wink, Tom. Ease off.
Right.
Let's see if we can spot her through the viewport.
Not yet.
Ease just a touch to starboard, about a point. That's it now.
There she is. It's the Alpha, all right. And look, Roger, two big holes in her head.
And Tom, she's trailing vapor. Must have been shot up. Look, she's turning. There's another rocket couple to her.
It's the Polaris.
Yeah, by the moons of Jupiter.
Quick, Roger, get on the audio to Solar Command.
Right. Tom, they've seen us. Look, the gun ports are opening on the Polaris. They're going to fire.
We've got to get out of here.
Hard to starboard.
Right.
Rings of Saturn, they got us.
Lancing shot, but our power's gone. Roger, the mass is rising like crazy. Get on the ball.
Nothing we can do, Tom. They hit the reaction chamber. We'll be blown to space junk in a minute.
Into the jet boat. We've got to bail out on the double.
That was close, Tom. We got out of there just in time.
Stow the conversation, Roger. Get on the audio and call Solar Command. This is their chance to bag those convicts.
Right. Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
No audio, Junior.
No audio?
One of those rocket blasts must have smashed
it. Oh, no.
How are we on fuel, Tom?
Oh, well, only enough for a bare 2,000 miles.
Well, we've got to find some place to let down, even if it's just a hunk of space junk.
That's true. Being cooped up in this buggy won't be very comfortable after the first couple of days. Hey, Roger. What's the blip on your radar screen?
Not too far off, whatever it is, and pretty big.
Roger, you wanted an asteroid? There it is.
Yeah. Ease off a point or two.
Right.
A little more. Right. Now, let's go. Maybe we'll find another tropical paradise in space like Delport.
Let's not bet on it. While we're underway, we can put on helmets and spacesuits. Then we'll be ready for anything.
out, Roger, and inspect your tropical paradise.
Junior, this is the loneliest hunk of space junk I've ever seen.
What'd you expect, Venus Beach? I must admit, though, even Prison Rock looks cheerful in comparison to this place.
And how are we ever going to get off of here? Old Astro's going to miss us, Tom.
Throttle down on such talk. Our oxygen will hold out for a week, and that time anything can happen.
Oh, sure. A fairy godmother might come and wave her magic wand and say that...
Hey, where you are?
Hey, who in the...
It's no fairy godmother. Look.
Well, what do you know? A real old-timer. Hey!
Don't you move!
He's pointing a parallel ray at us.
Yeah, not very friendly. Well, listen, mister.
Call it. You know the law for prospecting on space junk? First man to stake a claim, it's his. And this is mine, Sam Harvey. Now get back in your boat and blast off.
Oh, wait a minute.
Blast off my claim or I'll burn you.
Listen, will you? We're not prospectors.
You ain't?
No, we're space cadets. My name is Tom Corbett and this is Roger Manning.
You're talking mighty glib, but I ain't putting this gun away till I'm certain.
Who do you think we are? Two-headed men from the Milky Way?
Well, you might be a couple of them escaped convicts I heard about on my audio.
Hey,
he's got to communicate.
Listen, old-timer.
Wait, Mr. Harvey, can we use it to get a message out to the Solar Guard?
Solar Guard? Guess you do be space cadets. All right. Okay, I'll put away my gun.
That communicator, lead it to us.
No go. Receiver's still pretty fair, but the transmitter stopped operating years ago. I threw her away.
Oh, we sure get all the breaks.
Sorry, fellas, but leastways I can offer you a place to get out of them spacesuits.
You can?
Yep. Got a prefab space hut. Ain't nothing fancy, mind, but comfortable.
Mr. Harvey, let's get going.
See, boys, I'm a prospector. All my life I've been trying to strike it rich, digging through one pile of space junk after another. Now, right here on this asteroid, I made it. Titanium. I'm rich, boys.
Well, congratulations,
and I hear about them escaped prisoners. Then a rocket ship comes blasting over way out all the space lanes, and then you two show up.
A ship's been around here? What kind?
Well, I don't know for sure. My radar screen's pretty old. Looked like a pretty big cruiser, though.
A cruiser?
Yep. Passed over here just before you come. Seemed to set down some ways off. There's a pretty big asteroid there in Sector 8.
Tom, could it have been the Polaris?
Could very well be. Mr. Harvey, how about your rocket ship?
Got old Jenny, 40 years old if she's a day, and she rattles considerable, but she'll still fly. Why, Cadet?
If you could let us borrow it...
No. You want to go hunt for them convicts, don't you?
Why, yes.
Well, forget it. Forget the convicts. We'll put all the fuel into old Jenny, blast off for home, report to find, and you'll get a share of my strike. You boys will be rich, too.
Huh?
Sorry, Mr. Harvey. Those men are killers, and we're going after them in the jet boat.
It's 1,000 to 1 you'll never make it. And if you do get that far, they'll kill you.
You may be right, but we've got to go just the same. Come on, Roger, let's suit up. We've got a date with 1,000 to 1 gamble.
Look, Tom, in the viewport. That must be the asteroid we want.
Uh-huh. And there's the valley Harvey talked about. Bowl-shaped with rock ridges all around. We've made it.
Keep under the ridges. Then we may not register on the radar screen.
Right. You see the little shelf Harvey mentioned? We'll land there. Then go up to the ridge and see.
Well, land quick. I'll bet we don't have much more than a cup full of fuel in this space buggy.
Right. Here we go.
Uh-oh, fuel's gone. We didn't even have a cup full.
Well, it's all right. We're close enough.
That shelf looks rough.
Yeah, we're going to bounce a little. Hang on, Roger. Here we go.
Bounce a little, you said. I hope our convict friends didn't hear us.
We'll find out in a moment. Get your helmet on.
All set. Wish we had guns.
Never mind. Get the hatch open.
Right. Open she is.
Come on.
Don't hear or see a thing, Tom.
If anybody's here, they'll be in the bowl. We'll jump the ridge and look-see.
That's a good 40 feet, Junior.
Well, there's practically no gravity here. We'll float up like bubbles. Let's go in as quiet as you can. One more jump and we'll be at the top of the ridge, Roger. Easy now. Don't let them see you.
This is a wild goose chase. Old Harvey's got cracked jets.
No, he hasn't. Hold it and look.
Tom,
There's the Polaris.
Uh-huh. And Bull Carson, Hogue, and Cully.
With three other guys. So this is their hideout.
It looks like.
Okay, so there they are, and here we are. Six of them, two of us, and they've got guns. So what do we do?
I don't know yet. We've got to think of something. Hey, what's that? Roger, look.
Another rocket coming down. Tom, maybe... No, that's no Solar Guard ship. It's some old jalopy. It's landed. Tom, that must be Sam Harvey's ship.
Wait, Roger. The pilot's getting out.
Tom, it is Sam Harvey.
I got him, Cully. Take his ray gun.
Got it, Bo.
Let me go, you fool.
You're the fool, looks like.
I come to make a deal, blast you. I know you're them escaped convicts. Now let me go.
I'm struggling. You can't get loose. That's a good boy, Pop. Now, what's this about a deal?
Look, I need fuel. You got lots of it. I'm rich. Found an asteroid back in Sector 7. Got titanium on it, plenty.
Sector 7, huh?
Yeah, you give me fuel to find my report, and I'll give you half interest in the whole works.
Why should we take half when we can have it all?
Listen, you...
Listen, yourself. We give you fuel, what's to prevent your telling the Solar Guard where to find us?
I won't do nothing like that.
You bet you won't.
What's going on here, Bull?
Hogue, we just found ourselves a titanium mine.
Oh. We also found an old goat who knows too much for his own good. Take off your spacesuit, Grandpa.
Huh? What for?
You're going to take a little trip out into space. Maybe you can find another mine for yourself.
What a sense of humor, Bo. Okay, Whiskers, take off the suit.
You can't do that. I'll die.
Tough luck.
Bull, I don't like
it. Quit interfering, Hogue.
I won't allow it.
Cully, take him.
Let me go.
You've gotten in my way for the last time, Hogue.
You can't. I won't.
For the last time, old Whiskers is going to have a partner in space.
Tom, those convicts are going to kill Harvey and Hogue.
I know, Roger.
What do we do? We can't just sit here.
No.
But if we show ourselves, they'll blast us to ribbons. Think of something, Tom. Think of something.
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment, so stand by.
Spacemen, send for your official Space Cadet goggles right away. These goggles, part of every Space Cadet's equipment, are so useful, you want to carry them and wear them every day. You know, Roger Manning says space goggles are just about the most important things a spaceman can have. Right, Roger?
You bet, spaceman. When I'm working up on the radar bridge of the Polaris, there are a lot of flashing lights flickering around. Wearing space goggles protects my eyes. And you know, these aren't regular goggles. They're advanced design goggles for use out in space. One sweeping curved piece of clear colored plastic, like the observation blister in a jet boat, or a giant bubble that fits right over both eyes. Send for your space goggles right away. Space Academy Supply Headquarters has them all ready and waiting for you. If you're smart, you'll send for an extra pair, too, so you'll have them for emergencies.
Good idea, Roger. And now, spacemen, write this down. Here's how to get your official Space Cadet goggles. Send 25 cents, one Kellogg's Pep box top, and your name and address. Repeat, 25 cents, one Kellogg's Pep box top, your name and address. Send to Kellogg's, Box 346, Battle Creek, Michigan. Kellogg's, Box 346, Battle Creek, Michigan. Hop to it, spaceman. Send for your space goggles right away. And remember, start off your day with a spaceman's breakfast. Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. Trailing the escaped convicts to a bowl-shaped valley on their hideaway asteroid, Tom Corbett and Roger Manning see Sam Harvey, an old prospector, land in his rocket ship. Harvey tries to make a deal with the criminals, but they have other ideas. And when Hogue, one of the convicts, attempts to come to his rescue, Bull Carson goes for them both.
As a terrific fight ensues, Tom and Roger see their chance.
What are we going to do, Tom?
Now, while they're fighting, we've got to take over the Polaris.
You're space happy. It's way down there.
No gravity. We can get to it in three big jumps. Just pray that Hogan and Harvey keep them so busy they can't look our way.
Okay, I'm ready.
Right, here we go, boy, like kangaroos. One more jump, Roger, and we'll be at the Polaris.
Come on, Junior, take off.
They spotted us.
They're shooting at us. Keep me.
Yeah, but missing.
So far.
We're coming down right at the Polaris airlock. When we land, scramble in fast. Great. Here's the airlock. Get in.
Okay, Tom, I'll close up. They found the range with those guns.
Yeah, but too late. The Polaris can take it.
Good old Polaris. Let's get to the deck guns, Tom.
Right. Get your helmet off. We can work better.
I'll man this forward gun. You take the aft projector.
Okay. They're still trying with the heat ray.
Fire over their heads. That'll stop them.
That did it, Junior. Look, they're scrambling for cover like rats.
Fine. Just give them a blast now and then to remind them who's boss.
How about Sam Harvey? I don't want him harmed, even if he did try to make a deal with those crooks.
Dreams of wealth went to his head, I guess. We'll get him, Roger. Don't worry.
No?
In a few minutes. Now I want to get on the audio and tell Prison Rock to send us a paddy wagon. They'll be very glad to hear the revolt of the convicts is over.
Don't miss the next action-packed adventure with Tom Corbett and the Space Cadets on Tuesday, when the cadets, involved in the settlement of a great new planet, are confronted by the Vultures of Space. Tune in, same time, same station, for the next thrilling interplanetary adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Brought to you by Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, starring Frankie Thomas, can also be seen on television and appears in the comic sections of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Featured in the cast were Jan Merlin, Joseph Boland, James McCallion, and Cameron Andrews. Today's program was written by Ben Peter Freeman and directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking.
Boys and girls, this is Tom Corbett. Our program, Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, has received the annual award from the Boy Scouts of America as the Outstanding Family Entertainment of the Year. We sincerely appreciate this award and will continue to promote the fine examples and standards set by the Boy Scouts of America.
Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Raisins and Bran Flakes, too. They're out of this world. They're out of one package. Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Kellogg's raisins are honeycomb-coated to keep them tender. The Bran Flakes crisper. Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Raisins and Bran Flakes, too. They're out of this world. They're out of one package. Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Eat Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Eat Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Eat Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Package Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Kellogg's raisins are honeycomb coated to keep them tender. The bran flakes crisper. Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Raisins and bran flakes, too. They're out of this world. They're out of one package. Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Eat Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Eat Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Eat Kellogg's Raisin Bran.